Kaiba's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
Injury carnage, origin boulders and significant omissions from the origin teams have left the Supercoach world scrambling. In the words of Matt Traynor, months of bye planning out the window, gone up in smoke. I'm joined this week in round 12 by Matt Guardsy and Mark. Matt, have you been on another flyer this week? Alfie's army still moving in the right direction or did you come back down to earth?
Nah, back to reality this week, mate. Had 2 good weeks and yeah, back to normal proceedings. Gone from, you know, captaining the best bloke or the highest score in the game 1 week to not even getting a captain because my captain went so shit last week. So that was, yeah, just back to reality.
I should have put a warning out that I was doing that to keep you out of there.
Ah, it's okay, mate. I'm not going to base my decisions around what you're doing.
I'd highly recommend it.
Nah, that's bloody madness. This is what all you idiots frigging babble on with me the last couple of years, so it wouldn't be right if I was doing it to you.
Must be nice that you're not cursed this year or not copping the heat like you did a few years ago and I'm right in the firing line this year.
Yeah, it is nice to be getting a bit of luck. Finally, I think I've had a few years of not getting much luck, so it was due.
Absolutely. Guardsy, how did Oh My Guards fare after a few inconsistent weeks? We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. Fill us in.
Yeah, had a good week, actually, surprisingly. I was worried this week, but I delivered somehow. I ended up scoring 1,281, so it was a real good week, it turned out. So I ended up captaining for the first time this year the new love of my life, Hudson Young, and he delivered again, so that was nice to see, especially after a lot of people captain Drinky. But yeah, so I went up 1,905 green, so I'm at 5,220.
Okay.
Like catching trainer.
Catching trainer, moving in the right direction, heading back to where you've belonged in the last few years in the top 1,000. Mark, did you see green arrows for the King is Dead this week? I know you didn't the week you captain Pap didn't captain Pappenhausen.
And I didn't miss it either. I thought I had a half decent week this week. 1166 is what I scored, and I thought, oh, that'll keep me steady. Maybe I get a little bit of upward trajectory, but no. What did I go down? About 2,500 spot, sitting in the lofty position of around 33,000. So
nice down there, isn't it?
Oh, mate,
the pressure's off.
The view's fantastic, yeah.
Well, I certainly didn't see green arrows. In fact, I didn't even make 1,000. I've looked back through, first time I haven't made 1,000 outside of buy rounds in a very, very long time. The Munster Hunts have dropped 14,000 spots in a week, down to 34,000th after making 10,000 spots up in the last 2 weeks. Everything that could go wrong did. I bought Drinky and skipped him. I changed Egan in and Shibasaki out at the last minute when I saw that Egan was going to start. The list of point scorers that I had this week was long. I thought when I got the first one, I thought, oh, it'll be right. The flex will drop it out. And then another one, and then another one, and then Egan's 2, and then Pappy's 35. And then, you know, who would have thought you'd be celebrating a Ponga 60? I certainly was. I'll get more positive now. So that's me down in the cellars. Positive note, some great scores in the Playing for Sheep Stations League. New round winner. So Matt Tryon had it for 2 or 3 weeks. 3 weeks, I think we declared last week. This week's winner, Linko's Crew, coached by Lincoln, which is fairly self-explanatory where the name came from. 1374. I know he's sitting about 60,000th, but I think he might have started late and he's still beating Kev. He's one of our mates, I'm pretty sure. So he's come from nowhere to tackle Kev. I think he started a week late and he's already over him. So not a bad go. LeBron James, trainer and I were talking about it. I think we're just going to copy his captain. He seems to get it right every week. He's still leading. Adam scored 1293 and he's into the lofty heights of 432nd overall. So he's certainly doing his part to get into that top 1,000 and beyond. He could really strike now. I don't know how many trades he's used, but it'd be interesting to see where he can get to over the bye period if he's planned for that and his luck or his astute captaincy choices continue. Teamless Tuesday, only five games this week. Important for super coaches to remember. I had a young guy, won't name names, but he was like, I'm screwed this week, all the injuries and everything else. I've only got nine players. No, I've got 10. And I said, well, you're right, you've got three trades. And he said, yeah, but that'll only get me to 13. And I said, that's all you need this week, mate. 13 is all you need. You don't need 17 this week. So there's a lot of new super coaches out there. You don't need to have any more than 13. If you've got 11 and you want to save some trades, I think that's a good way to go. But remember, you only best your best 13, but you've got to have the reserve on people that are playing. Don't leave the reserve off them or they can't come in. I heard that was a trick some last year that people just thought you could pick your players and not put reserves on blokes and they'd come in. They don't. So make sure you reserve guys if they're starting. Mark, Bulldogs and Dolphins. 7:50 Thursday.
More outs for the Bulldogs. That must be almost down to their Sydney Cup side, the
The
Bulldogs.
Ron Massey.
Your Ron Massey Cup. Yeah, well, Sydney Cup's below that. Sydney Shield
Are they?
below Ron
They
Massey.
might be down at the kebab shop just picking up a Lebanese with a
They
big
might
rig.
be. Anyway, so out with injury, Carraz. That's a big one. 4 to 6 weeks, they're saying. It's his calf, I think. He's out. Saluka Fifita's also out, concussed. And then. Kurt Mann, Max King, and Stephen Crichton all out for Origin. So five outs for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, with Preston still out on his suspension.
Tupanua still out. Yeah, they do get Curran back this week from suspension. He slots in at prop with Hotboy, the other front row forward there. Blake Wilson comes onto the wing. Blake Taff in the centres. Interesting choice there. And Haywood at lock, Turpin and Sam Hughes comes onto the bench for his first game of the year. So
You're
he's been out.
not happy with this, Garza. You're shaking your head a bit.
Oh, I could be very happy if he's up against Herbie Farnsworth. I tell you what,
Yeah, I know
lock him in for 1,000.
that's really a determining factor, isn't it? Who's going to be playing there? I've made the note. The Dogs are still $1.36, and the Dolphins are $3.18. I think that's ridiculous. Surely.
The
The
Dolphins
dog.
still have Katoa, like.
Yeah.
Surely they should be favourites.
Who have the Dolphins lost besides Gilbert to injury
The hammer.
and the Hammer?
That's it. So they're the two outs for the Dolphins. Avarillo moves to fullback. Max Fiene comes in at centre. And Connolly Lemu-Lemu goes into the back row for Tom Gilbert. But yes, it'll be interesting to see. Well, I don't know. I
So, Dogs win this
assume
game.
Fiene will just slot in the side that Avarillo is usually on, which I must say I don't watch a lot of Dolphins games, but
Herbie's on the left, isn't he? Herbie's on the
Herbie,
left. Yeah.
yeah.
So Crichton's
Yeah,
usually on
but
the
you
right.
imagine Blake Taff will be on that side
Yeah,
because
so it
the
could be
Cherries
he could be up
players.
against Taff, which is exciting.
Yeah, which nearly makes me want to change what I'm all my plans and bring Herbie in. Oh God, here we
He
go
only
again.
plays Blake Taff for 1 week, though.
Yeah, but
But have you seen him every other week?
I've got a bit of a stat actually on Herbie later on. I'll save it till then.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a beauty, but surely, I've written, does this change much for the Dogs, like how they play? It has to. Like, but they rely on line speed and fitness. Are the rest of the blokes as fit as the top guys? I would doubt it. They're not
Well,
playing under that intensity.
these blokes will probably just stand 4 meters offside instead of two.
Yeah, well, that'd be
So,
probably right too, but be interesting to see how they go.
I don't think it changes their attack. They're just going to keep going left. Their whole left edge is perfectly intact.
Yeah, that's true. Which is good news for kick our owners, I would think.
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Me too. Righto, Mark.
Righto,
Carry on.
carry on,
Eels
Simon.
versus Seagulls, 8 o'clock Friday. Only one game
One game
Friday.
Friday at CommBank Stadium. Moses and Lomax out for Origin for the Eels. Hawkins at seven. Sam Rani, who's been playing in the back row off the bench, is in the centres. That pushes Sean Russell to the wing. But Tuilagi returns from
Thank
suspension in
God
the
he's
back
gone straight
row.
back in.
That pushes Luca Moretti back to the bench. Joey Lussick is on an extended bench this week. I think he might have played New South Wales Cup last week. He had a broken arm or something, didn't he? I can't
Don't know.
remember. Anyway,
Didn't break it again.
so you for Smith owners, you don't want to see Riley Smith owners, you don't want to see Lussick on the bench there.
You
So.
wouldn't like that at all. Momax, Moses and Lomax. Momax, I like
Okay.
that. Out is going to make the Eels attack that's looked half decent pretty shit again, I would imagine. Turbo, Garrick, Ola, they're the ones that could go massive. If Turbo's even 75%, you'd think that he is going to rip an ass out of Kelma Tuilagi and a few other blokes, wouldn't you?
And they're getting fed by the excitement being Jake Arthur at
I don't think it
halfbacks.
matters who feeds them, to be honest.
Jas Tavanga, he's gone to lock with Jake Trbojevic being knocked into, I don't know, next year, last week. That was, I don't know how he got up and walked off, but anyway. Simpkin at nine, but Lachie Croker named to return on the bench after a long injury layoff. And Matt Lodge back in the NRL
Is it
on the
taking that long
bench.
for his hair plugs to take? Is that why he's taken so long out of the game? He's
It was the
Turkish.
style of contract that he was on. He was on one of those ones where he couldn't come in until after round.
10?
Yeah,
Right.
I don't know, but anyway, yeah. So Garrick and those sort of guys will be.
Can you see that playing out? Fellas like Garrick, Ola, you reckon they'll get enough ball and they'll do the job?
They should get plenty of ball.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be afraid to go there big time.
Yeah, all
Put
VC or
everything on
C
them.
options this week. They're playing Parramatta without Mitchell Moses. Do you remember how Parramatta played for the
You
first nine rounds of this
do.
comp or whatever it was?
Take your pick out of any of them.
Yeah. I'll tell you which one I'm going to pick so you don't pick that one.
I hope it's not who I'm going to pick. I'd like
It's
to see.
Ola Kawatu, just to tell you for free
That helps.
now. That'll give you the whole pod to figure out where you're going now.
I'm locked and loaded then if you're on him.
Moving on to Saturday's games. Two games on Saturday, starting out at Bathurst, 5:30. The Panthers up against the Knights. Plenty of outs for Penrith. Cleary, To'o, Edwards, Yo Martin, all playing Origin. Papali'i injured, and it looks like Luke Garner's injured, despite some confusion in the team list. He's not actually named in the team, but all the commentary around the team said Garner into the back row.
They
But he's
did it
not named
all.
anywhere,
They
so
obviously had that ready to roll
yeah.
before teams went out, so they could just roll it out quickly. He's not named in New South Wales Cup either, but Austin Diaz, who's named in first grade, is named at front row in reserve grade. So I don't know what's going on there. It
Back in the
seems.
good old days, play a game of Reggie's and sit on the bench.
Come on in, jumper 35.
Yeah. So Laurie is at fullback. Jenkins onto the wing, but unfortunately Casey McLean is inside him in the centres. And yes, that's an intentional pun, inside him, because he's fucked him over so many
Yeah.
times already this year. Schneider at seven, much to Matthew Traynor's disgust.
Fuck Ivan.
Preston Rickey, Liam Henry in the back row, Eisenhuth prop, Lindsay Smith 13. You read that Newcastle team and you wonder what Adam O'Brien's doing. He's hunted Cogger last week. He's decided, no, you can have another go, champ. So it's Cogger and Tyson Gamble in the halves.
Who were in the halves last week?
Gamble
Sharp.
and Sharp.
Sharp and Gamble. So
Yeah.
Sharp's gone to fullback for Ponga. Lucas named in the back row, which is good news. Cole McCarthy in the centres.
Unless you're a Thomas Cairn owner.
Thomas Cairn on the bench. Well, can't win them all, can you? Leo Thompson back for Saifidi, who's out with an injured calf.
Do you like Sharp at fullback? What do you think of that as a
I
move?
like it. I like it. Don't think it'll change his game too much, but he'll be able to roam a bit more.
Yep. Do you think he might just get not as involved though? Like he's fairly involved.
I think he's going to have to get involved with who else they've got.
Yeah, if you watch how he plays at six anyway, he plays out the back of shape like a fullback on both sides of the field. So nothing, I don't think much changes for his game really, except he has to make less tackles.
Yeah, and that's what I'm worried about because he's making like 22 to 26 tackles a game. So there's points that he misses, but hopefully he gets those in tackle busts and evade stats and that sort
Yeah.
of thing. So.
And his support play is really good. I know he doesn't have Greggy to push up off, but he'll be doing more support play from fullback as well.
I'll give you a heads up on a question a bit later on. No, Garner takes away a downgrade option. We've got a couple of listeners who had that penciled in. I know Mark was one that had that penciled in yesterday. I was another. Is there another downgrade option in either the 2RF or centre wing that you can think of to free up some cash? We'll get to that in a minute. That's just something to take forward when we do a few questions.
Righto, 7:30 Saturday night at Gosford. We've got the Roosters taking on the Sharks. Toya Bolter for Queensland Origin in the centres. That pushes Noongar Niitoase into the centres. Dom Young back in the NRL on the wing.
I would have lost all my money that it was going to be Toy out of the Purdue. I did not see that coming,
No.
which has thrown a bit of buy planning out because a lot of people held Toya for this very moment, really. Yeah, it makes it difficult to try and get up to 13 when he's in there. Young guy, I wonder if he's going to back up. He's got a -17 or something break even, so he's a guy you want to hang on to get a bit more cash out of, but it's become a bit more tricky,
But
hasn't
the
it?
Roosters Origin players have a
Yeah.
shit schedule. So
Yeah.
is it the fact that you want to hold him until Origin 2 teams are named with blokes like Selwyn Cobbo, who was injured and all
Yeah.
that sort of stuff, who may
Absolutely.
come back into that Origin team for
I
Queensland?
think you just stack him down. He's not worth too much money. He's got that massive negative break even. I do think you just hold him there round, what do they have the buy in round 14? Origin players don't play 15. So if he doesn't play, then you can probably look ahead if you need numbers. But if you've got numbers, let's just stack him down at centre wing six or whatever it is, seven, and just wait for him to play another game because he's going to make another 20 or 30 grand, 40 grand, and he gets that bit closer to a couple of guys that might, who have high break evens that might come back down.
The forward pack for the Roosters is largely unrecognisable this week. So they've got Crichton, Watson, Collins, and Lemieux all out for Origin, and White is out injured. So coming, it's a new look for Makatoa, who couldn't, hardly get a game at Parramatta. So that tells you something. Docker Clay and Fichetti, they make up the front row. Egan Butcher comes into the back row. Matt Butcher back on the bench after a long layoff, or not, reasonably long layoff from a knee injury.
Some of those blokes for the Roosters forward pack, if I played a game with you, Garbo, 7-11 worker or footy player, I don't think we'd get to a footy player for most of them. I'd never heard of a couple of them. So, anyway, Sharks are. Have you said the Sharks yet?
I haven't, but they've Stone Street's out with a syndesmosis, and Hirotti, who was a pretty handy pickup earlier in the season, is back on the wing.
How
He
many
might
weeks did he
get
spend
a.
out? How many weeks did he actually spend out?
How many weeks has Iro been back for?
Is it like three? Because he was
Yeah.
meant to be gone for
Three, yeah.
forever.
I think so, but he might get another decent block of games in because Stone Street is out for 6 to 8. And Katoa, I think, is still a few
I
weeks
think they said maybe
away
15.
from his shoulder, Rico. So.
Sharks are pretty much 1-7. That's the best team they can put out. So my question on this game, is Nico a genuine captaincy option for this game? You're four games in, so you probably can find a decent VC, particularly in this Sea Eagles Eels game. Is this where you're looking to try and bring your captain into this game, or are you?
Yeah, definitely an option. One of the better ones, anyway.
Yeah. Righto, last game, Mark.
Last game, it's the Warriors and the Raiders, Sunday, 4 p.m. over in Auckland. Bunty Ifoa and Jackson Ford come into the 17 for the suspended James Fisher-Harris and Mitch Barnett, who's out for Origin. Simi Sasangi replaces Origin-bound Hudson Young. Noah Martin gets a start,
I
a debut on the bench.
went and saw Canberra play Parramatta reserve grade. Noah Martin was a standout for the Raiders that night. So he is a young guy with a big lock of blonde hair who goes pretty crazy. So could be
Is
good to see him.
it back row or in the middle?
Oh, I think he could play either back row or in the
Do
middle,
you
but I
think
think he was back rower that night.
Hosking will get 80 this week? Sasangi being the other back row?
You'd have to think he'd be pretty close, but I don't think he desperately needs it. I think if he's getting 69 to 70 minutes, he's probably going to get through enough work in that space. Barnett and James Fisher-Harris, big outs for the Warriors and their go forward. I wonder how many hit-ups Aaron's going to have to take. He's probably going to have to take two every set, I'd say, because there's a few lazy boys in that Warriors forward pack who don't love a hit-up. Barnett's been carrying a few of those blokes. You'd think someone like Murata Neokore is going to have to step up into that space and take some more hit-ups, and I think he's at a pretty good price. But it's not they don't have a great buy outside of this week, I don't think, buy coverage-wise. I think they play up to around 15 and then have two buys, like they play up to 14, have 15 and 18 off, I think. So, yeah, be wary of that. Hudson Young's going to be a big out for the Raiders. They play a lot just out on the edges there. So, I don't know how that's going to look, but Garza, you'd be spewing that you don't get to see your man this week.
Yep, no Hudson. Devastating.
That's the team list. We done?
We're done.
All right. Anyone else got anything to add from the team list? Guardsy, have you got a chin list for us this week? I've had a few comments that the pod hasn't been the same without a decent chin list.
Oh, I've got a couple. It's mainly the same person over and over again.
Hit us with it.
Well, the first one's no surprise. Belinda's on the list. She had another stinker in Origin, so she's two from two at least. So she's consistent, so I guess we give her that.
Tell you what, both teams could have a nap in the ruck, couldn't they? If she could have sped that up just even.
She just lets them lay there. It's just so slow and like. But anyway, the main blunder was her, and this is a doubler because her and Jared, because Jared was the video ref.
Jerry, please. She calls him Jerry.
Fuck him. Anyway, how Belinda and Jared both came up with that Queensland try was outstanding. I've never seen a try more obvious that it's not a try. Like every week, if you put your hand on the ball and it's on the ground in goals, it's grounded. Koenig bloody put her whole body on it and somehow it was not grounded and it was a try.
I might have turned around because I actually had Upton as any time try scorer. The way they played for the rest of the game,
Even Upton knew she didn't score. Like, that was a
were
joke.
laughing about it, but anyway.
Honestly, I would have. If how a Blues player didn't get sent off for telling Belinda how dumb she was, tell you what. The next one is Boldy Ash Klein's on the list. Because everyone's favourite fullback right now, apparently, James Tedesco, I still hate him. He clearly dropped the ball and then Klein decided to give him a penalty just because of Tedesco. Anyway, and then, mate, I've just realised I've just got refs this week, so I think the 3-2-1's easy to do this week
Possibly
too.
true. He's
That
only got
could not
ref. Possibly be true that you only had referees on the list.
No touchies, though, because I love touchies.
You're back in the favour of touching.
Adam G's on the list. Oh, yeah. It was the end of the Shark Storm game. I just remembered. When my man Ronaldo was just ripping and tearing the whole Storm team, because we hate those Storm people. Fuck the Storm. Anyway, and then he got what he wanted. He managed to fire up old Pappy a little bit, which doesn't happen, does it? We saw Pappy show his Storm colours. He came in with the softest swinging arm you'll ever see. There wasn't much in it. But I loved how Adam G, he said, what did he say? I even wrote it down. He said to the Sharks, I'm not going to penalise him because the game's over. But the game wasn't over. The game over.
You own
Wasn't
Pappy.
that last tackle of the game? It's not over.
Do you own Pappy?
Filthy, you didn't go
I
to him.
do.
You own him, so shut up.
Yeah, but I just don't understand how you can say I'm not going to penalise him because the game's over when it's not over.
Imagine if I got that this week as well. Oh, I scored 800.
I just don't understand how some of the words that come out of these refs' mouths. Do they know they've got microphones? Surely, like, It's just absolute stupidity. And then Jared Sutton's on the list again for the absolute stinker that he called on Sunday. That was one of the worst refereeing displays I've seen in a while, and that's saying something. And it wasn't just for one team, it was for both teams.
Broncos.
Oh, I didn't see that game. I didn't see that game.
I don't think he got a single call right the whole game. He missed the touchdown early. He let players just lay all over the ruck. He was calling head highs that weren't head highs. They were great tackles.
Oh,
He
what
was
about the
calling.
one for Renault?
Yeah, Reno's this high, mate. He can't hit anyone high. He needs a step ladder. And then two tackles later, he gives a penalty for DeBellin dropping the ball. And then he goes downfield and starts calling forward passes that weren't forward passes. Like, he absolutely stunk. It was absolutely disgusting. The only thing worse than his performance was the entire Broncos performance, because they can all get fucked too. Except for my man Ezra. Ezra, baby, he's back, delivered. I don't care what he's done. Don't let him drive a car. Don't let him drive a car. But let him run that football team. Let me tell you, what a man delivered. How good was it to have Ezra, baby? It was back. It was so good.
You reckon he's turned a corner Supercoach wise because he's never really been
No,
relevant.
he's still not.
Only when he's scoring tries and Reece Walsh isn't playing.
Don't think he's going to score a double every week and set
Why
up
not?
tries. And to be fair, the way the Broncos play, he might have to do that every week. So maybe he's Supercoach relevant. But yeah, the rest of the Broncos can all go fuck themselves. Selwyn's at the top of that list. I wish he did fracture his wrist. I wish he did, because we need Walshy back. I hate Selwyn so
Get
much.
Walsh back.
I read Walsh, they're going to name Walsh next week.
Yeah, he's back. Thank God. And the final one, he gets a special mention, even though he's a Broncos player, Fletcher fucking Baker. He is the worst person I've ever seen play rugby league. He tackles like an absolute, I can't even say it on air, a soft vagina. We'll go back to the old soft vagina. He runs like a soft vagina. He drops the ball. He did nothing. What about the try he let in when he stood under the post and was like a cheerleader clapping? Like, go fuck yourself, Fletcher Baker. I hate you.
Finished. You good?
I'm finished.
Okay. I've got Jamie's. He says, "G'day, Shepherds. Hope your super coach week was better than mine." I don't think mine was. In fact, I'm pretty sure I came 43rd out of 43 in the Playing for Sheep Stations weekly tally. That's a real special talent right there. Any chance you can give a shout out to Alex? I think he may be a bit depressed this week and needs some cheering up. He sent me a frank message Friday night and expressed his overwhelming displeasure at the officials during the Knights game. He now hates redheads and badgers. He wanted to give 3 points to Todd Smith, 3 to Wyatt Raymond, and 3 to Casey Badger, and 3 to the Knights. On to mine. Klein, 3 points. He soft high tackles to both sides, his head on the ground, but doesn't get put on report. 3 weeks ago, he would have been in the as he crossed the line, which made him drop the ball. After all the dodgy penalty tries given this year, that should have been given. Penalised White for a flop when he had one knee on the ground and his hand under Carraz's chest holding him up. Todd can have 1 point. He gave several soft ruck infringements, then sin binned Kai Pierce-Paul on the back of them when he gave Moses a push. Penalised Hopgood for a high tackle on Sharp when he made no contact with the head. Casey Badger can have 1 point from the bunker for officiating that a ball went backwards by two opposing players contesting the ball. How can both players knock it back at the same time? Peter Goff, 1 point. Let go a massive knock-on from Tuivasa-Sheck, which then leads to a Warriors try. It went about a metre forward. That was a
Should have been a
disgrace.
penalty.
That was an absolute disgrace. Did you see that?
Yeah, and Roger was like, "Ah, fuck!" Like when he did it, and then he's like, "Play on." He's like, "Oh, okay."
Went about a metre forward. Penalty to Vemunga for dangerous tackle when Kerr did a cartwheel, even though there was no attempt to lift. Soft penalties for holding down, and penalty against James Fisher-Harris for stripping when the ball didn't even come loose. So there's a few more Guardsy that he's identified in the week. We can safely say that the officiating is not getting any better.
I think Peter Goff got a holiday.
Did he? Well,
He's
they
on
only
leave.
need five of the Pelicans this week. So who's got Origin, do we know?
Yeah, it's a bald fuck.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Every fucking year.
He's definitely not the best referee. I don't know who is.
Oh, he's a fucking furthest thing from the best. Give it to Wyatt.
I don't think Wyatt's the best either, but who's the best referee? Like, who is in Origin or in those high pressure arenas?
Belinda, she's got Origin experience now.
Can we bring Henry Perinara back?
I don't mind Adam G in big games because he just lets it go.
Adam
So,
G's a big guy.
yeah. Well, they're all wankers, but he lets at least lets the play go. So, remember I asked a question. So Dom wants to know how we're freeing up cash. He planned to downgrade at centre wing to guard Garner, not named. Any other thoughts? I know, Trainer, you've got some thoughts on how you're going to downgrade.
Oh, Zach Laibut's an option if you want to go early on him. His base was decent the other day.
Need someone that's
Otherwise,
quick to get up to your numbers.
it's a matter of downgrading someone like Kiraz to a cheaper centre wing option. There's a couple of the Sharkies and a few others.
What
He's
is Kiraz
800k
worth?
or something,
Kiraz is
so
worth a fair bit, isn't he?
Like 798 or something,
yeah,
wasn't
800k
it?
pretty much.
So you can get down to someone worth 500 and make nearly 300k.
Well, yeah, if you look at like Mulatalo or
Yeah.
something like that, he's 570 or something. Like he's fuck all.
So you're making a couple hundred thousand there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be right down to that basement. It would have been nice to get Garner at 350, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but yeah, as I said, like if you do need to go right down there, that Laibut is an okay option. Like it's a bit of risk there, obviously. But yeah.
We don't really talk about this too much later. Is there a definite need to get to 13, or could you start to plan one trade at least for further down if it means you can get three or two really good upgrades this week?
Yeah. Especially if it's a bloke that's going to score you 20 or 30. So is it really worth it?
So that's pretty much exactly what I'm doing, to make sure that I can make the one trade that I want to make next week.
So I think that's important to know. If you're scratching together a shit player as your 13th player, is it worth doing that, or is it worth projecting into the next week, or not necessarily going early, but if you've got plans to NAF or do something like that, it could, like, you might lose value in that player playing this week if he's got a break even of 60 and he's only going to
Yeah.
score 25.
Do you just want to get me to give my example of what I'm doing?
Yep.
Yeah. So Thomas Cant, for example, I've got he's as Davo just said, got a break even of 60 odd. He's come off the bench for the Knights. He's probably going to score 30 or 40 at best. Is that worth holding on to just so you have 13 players this round? Or I think all of our opinion would be no. I'm pretty much going to be like less than $5,000 thereabouts around a trade next week of who I want to bring in next week.
In
So
doing
I
it in
know that
one
I can,
trade. Is that to do it
hey,
in one trade next week?
yeah, so I just want to do it in one trade next week. So if Cant was to lose even yet $5,000, I wouldn't be able to do my one trade. So this week I will hold someone like Dylan Egan and trade out Cant to keep the value of what I've got there
So you know you
constant.
definitely can do it next week.
That's exactly right. And the
Yeah,
player that
no.
I want next week is not playing this week, so he's not
And
going
that can't be
anywhere.
right. It's an interesting one because people that aren't really experienced in Supercoach might not see how that's a good thing to do. But for the long-term future of your team and keeping trades, which are at a premium now, 40 points or a trade, I know which I'd rather.
Yeah, so I'm going to play with 12 this week, but it's not going to cost me bugger all because it was bloody can't anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm happy to supply with 12. Hopefully I can just hang around my current position again. I'm not really thinking I'm going to get green arrows, but just hang about and then yeah, be able to just use one trade next week and roll.
Good strategy for you. You're sitting at about 3,000th, aren't you?
Yeah, 4,000 or something
Yeah, not a
after
bad
this week.
strategy for you. First buy round, you just try and hold ground, and then if you can make a good move next week, keep some trades, and you can start to focus in those mini buys and the weeks
Yeah.
in between. So,
Like I was looking really good for round 12 and then the chaos occurred. But just get on with it. Use three trades this week, bring in three players and back to 12, so.
No, I think that's a really good example, and I think you've explained that really well so that people can get an idea of how you're thinking a little bit further down than just next week.
Yep.
Set of six, boys. First one, tackle one. around that injury carnage that we've all suffered, we had big plans to hold a lot of guys, particularly the Origin guys. Trainer, I know you're holding Cleary, you're thinking of holding Haas, Tino, so on and so forth. But how long will you hold someone like Carrazz or Marzu, who is out for a period of time? Marzu was meant to be longer, but I've heard today revise or yesterday back to 2 weeks potentially. He's down to 10% owned. Do you still own, and are you likely to hold?
Yeah, so I still own Marzu. Pretty much, I just had to get rid of other people. Well, I sort of decided to get rid of other
Other
people last
people.
week, and I thought I'd probably move him this week. But yeah, with the update around his injury, it's only 2 more weeks, and then we had all that other injury carnage. So I've got blokes left, right, and centre that need to go. With Marzu only being out for potentially 2 more weeks, his buy coverage and he's excellent. And as you said, lots of people have traded him.
Yeah, under 10% now, the top 10%, so 9.6% of people own. And I think there'll be more people this week who mightn't see the 2 weeks as a blessing. They might say, I just need to make a trade this week. I'm going to sell him. He's going to be a difficult bloke to get back in because he's not essential, but he's going to be a really nice fifth or sixth centre wing, I think, towards the end of the year.
Yeah, handy number from round 14 onwards when he's meant to be back. I think yeah, it'd be hopefully a nice hold. Comparatively to Kiraz there, Kiraz is worth 800,000 and he's out for up to 6 weeks, which is the entire buy period.
Yeah.
I think yeah, he's a ticket to somebody else.
Break even of 123 as well, Kiraz. So when he comes back, he's likely to drop a few cash, few dollars. He's at his absolute max. I mean, the reason to sell Marzu is you've made 125,000 if you bought him at the start of the year, which is good dollars. I don't know what his break even is. I didn't look into it too much. On Kiraz, he's been sold. He was 60% owned in the top 10% going into last week. He was obviously sold by no one when he wasn't injured, but this week he's already been sold by 31% of people in the top 10%. So they're funding your Herbies and your Garricks and your whatever else they're thinking of doing. I read somewhere that Kiraz will be back round 17 at the earliest. So not ideal. That's a long time to have 800,000 on your bench. Guards, you're a Kiraz owner as well, aren't you?
Yep.
What are you doing there?
He's gone.
Yep. Were you a Marzu owner as well?
Yeah, I got rid of him last week.
He's gone.
I'm also a best owner, so absolutely ravaged.
You're in a bit of Barney rubble there, aren't you?
Some
Nah, they're
decent.
all gone.
So they thought Best was going to be out for up to 8 weeks, but now they're saying 3 to 4. So
just enough time to get his other leg tatted.
yeah, correct. Quick trip to Thailand to get a tattoo on his cock or something.
Mark, are you a Marzu and Kiraz owner?
I own both. I sold Marzu week after he got injured, so I already got rid of him and I'm selling.
Yeah, and I'm the same. I sold Marzu last week and that allowed me to keep Purdue, who I had hoped in his new role would do better, but he hasn't. Not named in Origin, so he'll back up in 13. And let's hope he goes back to the centres with Ari Taulagi out and they can push someone to the wing and he can go back to where he's dominating there. Definitely Kiraz is a sell for mine. 800,000. I'm not sure how you'd get him back at that price, but I'm hoping he can drop with that 123 break even, come back a little bit quiet. If he comes back in round 17, it's against the Panthers, so hopefully they can do a job on him, which they haven't really this year, but anyway, we'll see what happens. Tackle two, Adam Fanua, Blake Tarpanay, Aaron, or someone else who is the best big man over bye period. We know it's the year of the big man. We've got a few of the biggest men on Origin. May didn't make Origin, so he's on a bye this week, but will be back to save us across some of the other Origin big bye weeks, as long as he doesn't get named in Origin 2. Is there someone else that I haven't thought of there, AFB Tarpanay or Aaron Clark, that you like the look of, particularly around that front row? Not that there's a lot of front row spots left if you're not going to sell Haas. I've had a look at it. I'll tell you the stats before I get you to answer the question. AFB 673,000, owned by 33.8% of the top 10%. Tarpanay 729, owned by 20% of the top 10%, and Aaron Clark 685, owned by 20%. AFB highest owned, lowest price. What are you thinking there?
I like him, but he has the bye next week, which put me off him this week, to be honest.
When do Canberra have their bye?
I I think
Canberra
it's
missed round 15. They missed the middle big buy, and then I think they play again round
15 and 18, don't
I think they oh, do
they play 18 Canberra.
play 18, but they missed 15.
Yeah, they
Okay.
missed 15, but they play 18.
You're right.
They
So where
missed 19 as well.
are you thinking of going any of them, or are you just going to give them all a miss and just avoid the big men over Origin?
I'm probably going to give them all a miss.
Is there someone else you want to target that's a big man that might be second row only or something like that, or do we just wait for Keon?
I think it's just Ola and Keon.
Yeah. If you had to pick one of them, put them in order. AFB, Tarponet, Aaron, which order would you put them in to
Probably
buy
that
out of
order.
in
That
that
order
order?
you just said.
Yeah, well, that's I read it as my order, so that's the order that I thought they would be.
What did you
33%
say your order was?
AFB, Tarponet, Aaron.
Yeah, I'll
AFB,
have Tarponet first.
I just like AFB because he's 50,000 cheaper than Tarponet. I know he's 13% higher owned, but I don't
Yeah,
know.
without taking money into consideration, though.
If money is a consideration, it's Tarponet, AFB, Aaron. But when you do consider money, I think AFB slightly nudges out Tarponet. I think they'll average roughly the same across that period of time. But if I'm going to do anything, I'm bringing Dino down from 2RF, and I'm pushing him back up to front row or something, and freeing up a spot for Ola this week. That's where I'd be looking this week. Tackle three. Can you get Teddy now that he's 900,000 plus, now that he's missed Origin, or is Turbo Too Juicy a price with some injury concerns? And I say some underlined hyphenated exclamation marks injury concerns.
Looks like a dead man walking.
Yeah, it does, but it's still Tom Trbojevic, isn't it? And we all know what Tom Trbojevic can do.
And Manly's draw is still fucking good.
It is.
To be fair, he could play on one leg this weekend against Parra anyway and score 100.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I had the balls to do it, but I don't know if I do.
Don't have the players to do it.
Yeah.
And I also. After the last spray I gave him, I don't think I can do it to myself.
You're not allowed. I
And
don't
yeah,
think I can.
you're not allowed. We've
We're
been.
not
I'm going
letting
to
you.
be
Playing him in 2 weeks. I don't want him in my Supercoach team.
Can you can downgrade. Who would have thought you could say you'd make money going from a shit Ponga to Turbo this year, but you can do that this week. That's the only redeeming feature if you're a Ponga owner that I can see a world where that's a good trade.
Pretty exciting, isn't
Well, it's exciting, but I'd be so nervous with.
What if he does his hammy or something in the first minute, and then
I'm sort of praying for it, to be honest now, Gartey.
you're stuck with him, or you got to waste another trade.
Yeah, that's all right. You
Back to Gutho.
got to play the game, don't
You
you?
do
You guys
ten.
always yell at me about making trades, and you're willing to trade use that many trades on bloody Turbo.
Yeah, but I'm at a point where Turbo could propel me into really high rankings over the bye period
Or he
because,
could put you in absolute disaster zone.
yeah, but it's not really going to be that bad. Like if he gets injured, then I just have to trade him. I'm happy to take the risk that he could go big.
You a Fletcher Sharp owner?
And that's right, I can swing Fletch to fullback and bring in a centre wing. Like it's not a big deal.
And that's what I think. You can easily get out of Turbo, swing him out, and bring in a Renato or someone at that 500K mark into the centre wing who has low break, might make you some money to catapult you back up to one of those fullbacks. The first part of the question was Teddy at 900,000. Can you go there?
Oh, you can definitely go there, but I can't.
It's a lot of money, though.
I could trade Pappenhausen to Tedesco, but I want Pappenhausen to play the Titans next week pretty bad, so.
Yeah, me too.
So with the trades that I'm making this week, I could have got Tedesco comfy.
I'm bringing in.
Reasonably high break even. Roosters have the Central Coast Roosters forward pack trotting out. Sharks are pretty much at full strength. Does he go big this week? I don't think he's gonna hurt you this week. Break
I
even.
reckon I could pretty easily talk everyone into going Trbojevic over Tedesco.
Okay, I'll give you some stats around Teddy that might help your argument as well. Break even of 100. Like I said, he's got a 7-11 forward pack in front of him. He also plays a Sharks team who kept Ryan Pappenhausen to 35 the week before Ryan Pappenhausen, I know, against the Tigers, scored 180 and has been electric all year, but they kept him incredibly quiet. So I think the Sharks defensively are pretty good.
Oh
Now,
yeah, Teddy's still gonna get his base though. That's something that Puppy doesn't have.
correct. But I can see Teddy scored a 75.
That's right, yep.
I'm not too concerned about Teddy scoring a 75 this week if it means I can't do the other trades that I can do if I don't buy him.
Bingo.
And
And
that's.
yeah, the price difference between a Tedesco and a Turbo, for argument's sake, is almost 400,000. Like, that's crazy. Is there $400,000 more value with Tedesco than Trbojevic? They both have two buys over the next 6 weeks or whatever, and Manly play a bunch of fucking spastics, and the Roosters, granted, after round 15, play spastics too, but I don't know, $400,000 is a lot of money.
It is. I think if you look at it from a long-term point of view, if you're buying him to keep him for the rest of the year, I think it'll probably be with Teddy's injuries and Turbo's injuries and how Teddy's been going. It might be $400,000 worth of value. Like, do I think Teddy will finish at 900? Probably. Do I think Turbo will finish around 600? Probably. So there might be 30 points worth of difference, maybe not 40. That's probably where I think we
Yeah,
can
so
end.
my expectations of Turbo are probably slightly higher through this next period where they play all the stinky teams. I think he will hopefully average 70.
That bigger gap.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Tackle four. Centres over the origin period. Who are the must-have guys? Who are your must-haves? Guardsy, who you got as a must-have guy in the centres over origin?
I think someone like Ruben Garrick's a must. There's a thing with Manly's draw. Kicking goals. I think he's priced 650. If you don't own him at 650, that's Garrick's bottom dollar almost.
110 break even, but it's against the Eels.
He'll score 150 probably against the Eels, so.
So his average at the moment is propped up by a 157 and a 98. So the 157, I can't remember who that was against. It was the week a lot of people sat in. So it would have been against someone half decent. 98 against the Panthers, but recent weeks he's gone 50 and 52. And I think he upgraded 2 weeks ago from 35 to 50 in updates, I'm pretty sure. So don't know about Reuben. I think he's not the Reuben of old, but he's still a Reuben you want to have.
I agree with Gadzi. I think Ruben is the only must-have at centre wing. With Manly's draw, he plays all the major buy rounds. Nobody else really has the consistency and the upside of Ruben Garrick. The closest next one would be Dylan Lucas, maybe, as a must. That's just because of his solid base, but he's not scary like a Ruben Garrick with upside. So I think, yeah, I don't know if he's a must.
What about Herbie? His buy period, it's not awesome, but everyone's talking about him being a must-have. 738,000, break-even is 64. Got a really good stat for you. The last five games, he scored five tries. Four of those have come after the 65th minute. So he has
Yeah,
become
and yeah,
absolute.
before the 65th minute, he's looked pretty average. He's
A junk
not
time.
offloading like he was at the start of the year. His tackle breaks are not there like they were at the start of the year. I'm not buying him. If he's a must-have, well, then bad luck to me, I suppose.
Are you hearing the same sort of chat though that Herbie's a guy you've got to have
I don't
if
think
you're
he's a must-have.
There's plenty of chat about him, but
I think he's consistent enough, but he's not a must-have.
I can't believe, yeah, people were comparing Herbie to Kiraz, like. When you had to, it was sort of like pick one or the other, and then when they both come back.
Think we've said it about 4 weeks in a row. It's good that Herbie's been quiet. 65th minute, like last week, it was very late, wasn't it? 75th minute. Like, he's
And
just
he's,
getting bailed out, and he's still not scoring big daddy tons, is
that's
he?
right. Yeah, he's not scaring you. Like, he scores a try and it gets him to 70 or 80. Like, it's whatever. I cop it.
Bit of a pod one that I haven't put in, and I want be interested to hear your thoughts on Mark Nwaga-Ndidiwaza. What do you think
Yeah,
of him? Because
I really like him.
he has immaculate buy coverage for a guy that's not going to play Origin.
I think he's similar to Herbie. Even if you look at their stats, they're quite similar too.
Difference is, Nwaga-Ndidiwaza is 600.
Yeah.
Some Herbie's 100,000 more. I
Yeah,
know.
so I was gonna buy Marky Mark last week and then I didn't end up doing it. Just I didn't think that I needed to move last week.
Can you imagine how excited you would have been with that try that he scored if you were an owner?
Yeah, I know.
Holy.
But anyway, like it's
Doesn't
only
matter
cost
for
me 40
Supercoach
grand.
that he can't catch. That was minus eight.
Yeah. What about that try was unbelievable. He's got so much skill. Don't love that he's gone back into the centres, but I think he's a guy that's not going to get incredibly high owned this year. He's 12% owned in the top 10%, and that's with people buying him this week. So he's going to stay fairly low, and I think
Yeah,
once.
I don't mind the move back to centre. Like when he played left centre there, he was throwing flick passes and getting three or four offloads a game. I think he's almost going to get him more involved, and Dom Young might be the beneficiary.
Do you think Walker coming back soon is going to benefit him as well with like the amount of ball he shuffles out wide really quickly?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when
So
he's back on the
well,
sting.
he's going to go back onto the wing
When Toya comes
when
back.
Toya comes back.
Yeah.
And when Walker comes back, he's just going to drop kicks on his head, isn't he?
Yeah, I
So
think so.
I think he's a guy that you can pick up over that buy period, about 650,000, I think he is. So I would prefer to pick him up at 12% in my position than Herbie at 75% owned, so
Is Herbie that highly owned?
pretty sure he's pretty
Holy dooly.
in the top 10%. I don't know why I'm
Oh.
at the top 10%. I'm a million miles away from it.
Oh, but that's where you want to be. That's what you want to talk about, so.
It's usually the guys that know what they're doing as well.
Yeah, I always look at the most relevant stats, which is if you don't understand why we're saying the top 10%, because there's a lot of people that pick a team and don't change it the whole time. It's probably why Payne Haas is still 8% captained when I looked at it just before, because there's a lot of sniper teams or teams that aren't active anymore. All right, tackle five, live trades. I had a bit of a look because I think it's interesting ahead of round 15 and 18, just who's being traded out. So number one traded out, Egan. Number two, Karaz. Number three, Ponga. They're all pretty self-explanatory. It gets to number four. Payne Haas, 1,068 people in the top 10% have traded Payne Haas this week. Is that a reaction to his quad injury and the fact that people are now thinking he mightn't back up after Origin?
He probably won't back up, so it's probably not the worst.
Does
But
it
then, yeah, it's a
lean
trade.
into?
You got to trade him back in at some point. He's
That's my
very expensive.
worry with him. I think you can probably. I think he's just a hold because I think he's a guy you want to finish with. I think he'll be sweet. They wouldn't keep him, I don't think, in Origin if he wasn't going to be sweet. But I was surprised that 1,000 people in the top 10% had traded him out. So, number five, Purdue. He had a stinker last week. So, a lot of people react to that. Toya at 3%. A lot of people are reacting, but I think he's a hold with a minus 17 break even. People have still got Nicholson, so he's 2.5. Naff White, he's an unlucky story, isn't he, for those people that held him over the buy period. He's 2%. Firmer, 2%, and Cleary has been traded out by 466 people this week. So I think if you're going to trade Cleary, last week was the time to trade him to get max benefit out of the money and the trade.
Have they seen who he plays the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, the mighty Parramatta Seal, mate, they're back.
And then the Tigers.
Yeah, that's fine. The mighty Tigers with Jerome Luai about to really hit his straps. You know what I've been
You,
saying?
when we go down to Sydney, you're going to have your Panthers hat and your Parramatta shirt on. What are you
100%.
going
100%.
to
I'm going to get Mary to sew a Panthers jersey inside my para jersey so I can quickly change.
I'm sitting somewhere else. You can't do that. Oh.
Of the most like traded in guys, so this is where it gets interesting. People trading in this week. Teddy is the most traded in at 7.5%. Excuse me. AFB at 7%. Hosking at 6.5%. Herbie at 6%. The Indian batsman KL Earo at 4.5%. Here's the one that we get down to six before I'm really blown away. Brandon Savage. Not Brandon Savage. What's his name? Xavier
Xavier
Savage.
Savage.
Xavier
Say it
Savage.
like McGlinnis, please.
Savage? Oh,
Xavier. Xavier.
Xavier Savage.
Yeah. Xavier Coates. He's an idiot. Savage at 4%. If that's not chasing last week's points, I've never seen it
Have
before.
they seen Xavier Savage's stats besides last week? The bloke scores a try and scores about 30.
Yeah, so he scored three and scored 120 or something, didn't he? 4%. That's a lot of 10% bringing him in. So that's like nearly 1,000 people bringing him in. Are they idiots?
Yes.
Yes is the answer.
Is this? I think they're looking. They've seen last week's score. They're looking for a number this week,
And they're
and
looking
they're
for a
like,
cheap. He's
he's
cheap.
cheap, negative break even, buy
So
coverage. There are
surely,
some
yeah.
boxes ticked, but.
Surely, but if you trade him in, he's not a guy you're going to waste another trade on to get rid of. He just sits there as like your last option centre wing that you play when you think he's going to score three.
When, how do you know that?
You don't. You just have to guess. And
What
these
are you
people,
when they play the
you've
Titans again?
been given the keys to the DeLorean or something, fair dinkum.
The
Well, if he
right
plays
winger's
the
gone
Broncos.
Broncos, probably you get him one. He'll score three.
All right, number seven, Mark Nwaga-Ndidiwaze, 3.2. Joey Tarpanay, 3%. Here's another one that I find interesting. Sam Rani at 3%.
Why?
Parramatta Maestro. I tell you
Yeah,
what, Sam
people just
Rani's
throwing
a
up cash.
he's a guy that's lucky air is free with the size of his nose, isn't he? Jesus Christ, he fills a big tank. Holy shit, how that thing hasn't been broken off his face. He turned side on after he scored, and it was like an eclipse. It was nearly like the lights went out. Jesus. And in number 10 spot, Aaron Clark is still heavily bought in at 3%. So there's a couple that surprised me. The rest are all pretty stock standard, I think, going in there. Is there any surprises there for you blokes?
Not really.
Probably most surprised by the number of people selling Payne Haas.
I understand it. Like, I guess your thing could be if you go to a Tarpany, you're probably not gonna, he's not gonna lose cash either. So as long as you keep a little bit, you could probably go back to Payne if you want to.
It's
Yeah,
a very
but
luxury trade, isn't it?
yeah, it
Would you do
is.
that though? You're not going to sell Payne Haas to a dud, so you're going to go to AFB or Tarpany, and I think that's shown by
Which is
AFB
probably
is
going to
7.
benefit. It would benefit you over the origin period, but is it going to benefit you for the rest of the year?
Well, that's what I wonder. Like, you've still got to trade back. Like, when are you going to start to realise that you're going to run out if you keep trading like people are at round 20, 21? Like, you've got to stop at some point. And you've got to do your though, guardsy. Isn't it more fun?
You
I
don't have
think
to
there's a
stop,
really
and you don't have to stop until you run out. That's
there's a
how it
really
works.
good little tip that I did. I haven't done it this year, but I did it a couple of years ago when I did well. I put my team down on the left-hand side of what it is now, and then I took the blokes across that I thought I might want to run home with. And there's a lot of blank spaces with the team I own now to the team I want to run home with. And they're all at least one or two trades when you've got to downgrade and upgrade to get these blokes in. Do a quick calculation. If you've got 22 trades left, I'll almost guarantee you that the team you want to run home with is going to take more trades than you've got left to get in. So then you've got to start to make adjustments and modifications. Which position isn't the most important? It's hooker. I'm not going to waste a trade there. It's this. So there's like my advice to people is split a piece of paper in half. I know, trainer, you love a fool's cap pay. You're big onto your written down books. Have you done this already?
No, not this year.
That's something you've done before, isn't
Yeah.
it? You
I feel like
start
my
to.
team's looking all right this year, so I haven't really thought about it too much.
Yeah, you start to look at money. But when you look across at blokes, like I'll give you an example. If you've got Billy Smith, Robert Toyah, Shibasaki, and Jackson Purdue, that could be my centres that I've got at the moment. Not many of them are blokes that I'm desperate to run home with. So to get them out and get blokes I want in, often will take two trades or at least one enough. So to get rid of three to bring in two people for my final team, I'm going to run out of trades pretty quickly. So just have a little look at that before you start making crazy trades like ones that bring a guy in that's going to score 30 or 40 this week and is definitely not going to be in your final team. Last bit of advice for me there on tackle five. Tackle six, Pod Squad Guardsy, this has been firing. You've picked up a couple before you left, and
Yes.
I know that we've had a couple of decent ones over the time. I'm a bit scarred by the one that I've got, but I'm going to let you go first. Hopefully, you might have found him as well.
I've got three.
Okay, I've got one.
They're all under 5% owned, so I've gone real pod squad
Is
members.
any of them 1.7% owned?
No, I don't do it off those percentages. I just round up.
Okay.
So the first one is he plays most of the bye rounds. It's Matt Timoko. He's at 2% ownership. I think he's been pretty handy lately. He busts plenty of tackles. He's a guy that you could definitely look at as he's like 540K, so pretty reasonable downgrade option from a Carraz or someone like that. The next one is he's not playing this week, but I think he's one to really watch. If he keeps the role that he played last week, Damien Cook. He's at 2% ownership, 460K. He looked real good when he moved to lock. If Flanagan was a proper coach, but if you ask James Delaney, he'll tell you he taught him nothing,
I
which
mean, he did it at South last year for the whole year and it looked unbelievable.
oh
Went
yeah.
on my watch list today. That's what I was trying to show you
Well
this
done,
week.
Matthew. Yeah, he looked for his price, especially a guy like a Riley Smith, or if you still own Starling like me, like he's someone that you could look at. Damien Cook, I think, is a real good one. But Flanagan's not a great coach, so
And
he probably won't claim there.
also to swap him for Starling. Starling's doing that as well. He did that in the game, 80 minutes, and went to lock, and it looked unreal.
Yeah, and annoyingly, fuck you, Ricky.
I'm happy with it. I'll take it.
Yeah, got a couple of
I'm
weeks.
Starling, my flex.
Yeah,
Who would have thought?
I had to free up cash, so whatever. I had to
Who
make
would
it
have thought
happen.
Tom Starling would be sitting in my flex?
Let's
Yeah,
see.
that's
I'll
madness. And
have
then the last one
it.
is, I think this guy's won over the bye period, who could be really handy. And he's a, the bonus is, if a certain Tom Trbojevic goes
Oh, fucking,
injured,
here we go.
then this guy moves to fullback. It's Lehigh Hopoati, 4% ownership, 540K or something. He's a guy that I think over the bye rounds could score really well.
I looked at him yesterday when I was hopeful that Trbojevic was injured enough that he wouldn't get a start against Parramatta this week. If he does play fullback, he's absolutely a weapon at very low ownership, and his price is down pretty
Yeah.
good.
If Turbo gets injured, I just might trade Turbo straight to him.
Yeah, not a bad call. Mark, do you have any in the pod squad this week, or you haven't had a look?
Didn't really have a look.
Brandon, you
What's
got any?
Ellie Rose ownership?
I don't know.
Too high for the pod squad?
Probably. Yeah, too high for Guardsy. Guardsy likes him under 5%.
Too
Yeah,
expensive for my liking.
didn't really look, but yeah, as I said, I snuck our cookie onto my watch list today, so.
I've got one for you, and I've got a few stats to back it up because I like to have a reason behind it. Not after I got burnt by Luai, I didn't have any real reason except felt it in my plums. I've now gone to some actual decent statistics. He's a guy a few of us started with, and he stunk it up at the start of the year. Only 1.7% of the top 10% of teams. Scores of 73, 100, 53, and 106 in the last 4 weeks. Playing the Warriors this week, fullbacks against the Warriors. In round 9, Drinky went 127. Gutho, of all people, went 71 in round 10. And the Hammer went 91 last week. Gutho's score was also in a game that only had 14 points for the Dragons and 15 for the Warriors. He's got a three round, or the Warriors concede a three round average against fullbacks of 96, 1.7% owned. KO Weeks. Looks like he's starting to get into that role a little bit more down at the Raiders. We're very heavy into the Raiders, but they've got a very good high period, and they're a hard team to have anyone in. Fullback 5'8" Jewell, and I know that there's a bit of mail around whether you move Munster or do something like that. KO Weeks, you could certainly do worse than that. So there's
Handy
my.
if you, he's handy if you own Campbell too.
Yeah,
You
so
could
there, yeah, that's true.
jump up and down.
So there's my pod of the week. What do you think of that one, Guards? Are you happy with that one?
I like it, but I'm just too stubborn after trading him because remember at the start of the year, I was all over him. I said he was going to be outstanding. He just took longer
Yeah,
than we
just
thought.
took 10. What did he take? 8 weeks to get there.
Yeah, I just find it hard to buy those fullbacks that only play one side of the field, though. Like Weeks and Connor Tracey are probably two classic examples. Good price and good buy coverage, but they both pretty much only play out the back on the
Connor
right.
Tracey was
So,
my pod last week. Beautiful score of 27.
sorry, mate.
Love to see it.
Yeah,
Righto, trade
that's
talk,
just,
boys.
yeah.
We talked a bit of trade throughout the pod, but we'll give our definite trades, or the trades as they are at Tuesday night. I've had a question from a number of listeners. I think there's a few starting to fret how many trades they've got left, and they're a bit worried. They asked if we can give a trade count of what we've got left. I told them in messages, don't expect Guardsy to divulge because it's usually a none of your business kind of answer. I'm happy to say after I trade this week, I'll have 21 trades left after this week. I'm using boost this week. Mark, how many will you have?
21, but I will have a boost retained.
Okay. Owner?
Well, funnily enough, I will also have 21.
Yeah.
Saved one last week, which is probably not what I said I was going to do on the pod. But yeah, I'm happy with that, even though I've only got 12 this week, whatever.
You yeah.
I'll have 21 as well,
Okay.
minus.
So we've all got 21. How do you
Yeah,
feel?
I'll have 21 minus a couple.
Minus the two you make. Oh, very good. Are you comfortable with where you're sitting with how many trades you've got, with what you can project coming up? Obviously, you can't see into the future. You can't see injuries. You can't see Billy and Laurie doing obscure origin picks.
I'm quite happy actually. I think this is one of the first years I'm actually quite happy with majority of my team at this point of the year. Usually I'm not happy.
Yeah,
I think that's
same boat. I sort
yeah.
of projected through my round 12, 13, 15, 16, 18, 19 team today, and yeah, want to make one trade next week and just only trade because of injury basically from then on.
Nice. Trades this week, Guardsy, what are you making?
I am making three this week,
Okay.
which will give me 13 players, which is nice.
Yep.
I could have had 14, but I am trading a player that's playing this week, but that's Thomas Kant. So I'm going Kant to Olakau'atu. I was going to go Egan, but yeah, save him for next week. So then I've got money for the big man. And then I'm going Karaz to Herbie. I just want to own Herbie. Hot boy Herbie needs to be a part of the squad, I think.
I can give you a guarantee, don't watch the game till about the 65th minute. He comes alive after that.
Mate, if he's up against Taff like we expect, I'll be watching the whole game. Very excited. And then
Cheering.
the final one right now, I've been chopping and changing this last one. It's Bradman Best. I'm getting rid of him because I just don't want him sitting there for 3 to 4 weeks. And right now, I am going my member of the pod squad. I've been chopping and changing, but so far, Lehi Hopewadi is coming in.
Nice. And I think that's a little bit of a future one too, because Trbojevic looks like he could go down at any minute. You've predicted that for a while. And he will play fullback in game and then get picked at fullback the week after if Turbo's out. So I can see where you're going there. Trainer, what are you looking at this week?
I can guarantee, unless something stupid happens, these will be my trades this week.
Yep.
So, Kalen Ponga is going to Tom Trbojevic. Very excited to make 7K on that trade. Kiraz is
Self-sustained.
there. Well, hey, it will help me next week. I need that 7K. Kiraz is going down to my boy Marky Mark a week late, but hey, what do you do? And then, yeah, I'm also doing Kant to Olakau'atu. I'm stoked that Olakau'atu and Turbo have both missed the New South Wales team. That's really, my plans have sort of come to fruition. So, yeah.
Mark. So at the moment, I have going out of my team Kraz, Beau Furmo, Kalen Ponga. Coming in, Olakau'atu, Ruben Garrick, and either Marky Mark or Herbie. I don't know. Both hot. Both
Well,
hot boys in there.
and that will leave me plenty of cash. If I go with Marky Mark, I've got 317. If I go with Herbie, I've got 215 in the bank next week.
Yeah, good. I'm boosting this week. So Couchman, Egan, Karaz, and Ponga out. Hosking, Olakau'atu, McInnes, because I'm very nervous in that hooker spot, only having Riley Smith up there. So I've got the ability to swing him up through a couple of nuffs that I've bought in. Or one nuff, Kalani going, sitting up there in my reserve. So I've got that ability to shift McInnes up there. And Mark Nwanga Dinawaze. I'm sorry, boys, but my trades sound very similar to yours, so expect a few 20s in amongst your guys.
It's great news for Hot Boy Herbie. That's all I will say.
Yeah, he. I've got the money that I can either go
Oh,
Nwanga Dinawaze Herbie, so.
can you let me know before the Dolphins game if you make that trade so I can change to
You've
Marky
nearly swayed me with who he's going to be running against, to be really brutally
Then I'm
honest.
going Marky Mark if you're going
I'm going to watch your team like a hawk.
Herbie.
First trade, whatever you do. Vice captains and captains, I think I'm going to go Ola VC, and I will absolutely take a loop on about 75. If he can get the 75, I'm taking a loop this week. My captain will probably be Nico, I think, or as Dan calls him, Nico. What are you going, Mark, for your captains and vice captains? We've got a, we've got a,
I'm just
we've only got a
looking at
few minutes. Let's wrap her up.
so I've got the VC on Ruben, and yeah, I was looking at Nicholas Hines as well.
Guardsy.
Hot boy Herbie VC, Captain Ruben Garrick.
A trainer.
Well, I'm tossing up. I'm either doing VC kick out, Captain Oller or Garrick, because I'm scared, or VC Turbo, Captain Hines.
Yeah, I think we're all around the same sort of thing. It's a pretty, it's a bit of an open one. It's hard. There's no No big fella at the front that you might want to go. I did write down potentially Big Red. He'll have a point to prove not making that Origin team, especially when Trent Loyero makes it over. I think he's going to be seething. So, yeah, if you're one of those guys that the trainer would say has sand in your vagina and wants to go a big man, you could go worse than Big Red this week. I think he's going to play pretty solid minutes. Mark, multi. Succulent Chinese multi. What do
Succulent
you got for
Chinese
us?
multi. No collect last week. Hudson Young was the only one to get over. Payne gave me a glimmer of hope at the
Oh,
end of that game, but man,
fucking
it would have been juicy at $5 or $6, Payne.
Gutho saved the day. What an
Anyway,
arsehole.
so this week we're going Ruben Garrick, Blaze Talangi, and Finua Blake score a try.
Not helped by Herbie. You can't get him in there even with the information that
Oh, well,
guards
I can
his.
go four if you
I
want.
think we should.
Righto.
I actually think we should put Hot Boy Herbie in this week.
Do it.
Hot Boy Herbie.
Yes, get him in. Get him in the multi. It
It works. It works when you pick my guys, Mark, because you picked
Go
Hudson and he scored.
on. We'll throw Marky Mark in too, eh?
We'll have five.
Yeah, why not?
Let's play doubles, those
Anyway,
two.
those three were 31.60.
Yeah.
I play the doubles. Fenua Blake's pretty good value around that $455 mark. So.
Yeah. No, sounds good, boys. I reckon I'm a chance of scoring more this week with 13 players than I did last week with 17. Hopefully we can see some green arrows and get back in. Bye period isn't the Achilles heel that it has been for me the last few years. Pretty good pod tonight. Thanks for coming on. It's good to see you back, Guardsy, with your hot boy Herbie chat.
I'm
Ta-ta and
excited.
farewell.